This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. Thanks for hosting me in your podcast. My name is Guy Galon. I'm based in Israel and I'm the VP of Customer Success at Hisolate. Hisolate is a startup in the cybersecurity landscape. I have been working in the tech industry for more than 20 years and been involved in user adoption since 2002 in the insurance, banking, automotive, telecom industries, and gradually moving to the online internet and e-commerce business. Consider myself to be multidisciplined, started my professional career as a software developer, later transitioning to consultancy, then moving to project management and account management roles, which is where I gathered most of my experience. I'm passionate about customer success and started publishing articles in LinkedIn in 2019, most of them about customer success. And last but not least, I wrote my first book in 2020 and now writing my second book.
Guy, how are you involved with user adoption?
So I managed and I was looking after deployments and user adoption in various roles and capacities throughout my career. Each role has introduced different aspects and challenges when it comes to user adoption. And I'll give a few examples. As a consultant, I help users defining the scope of implementation in the form of user journeys and business objectives, and then helping them to translate these requirements to training needs for the target users who were expected to adopt the product. As a project manager, I was leading discussions in attempt to understand the customer's expectations and how they perceive successful deployment and good adoption of the product. This is where I actually found that adoption is not one size fits all, not in terms of the product that was deployed and not in terms of the customer's way of working. And as an account manager and later in the customer success roles, I was mainly looking for those metrics that would provide good indication of adoption. And it wasn't just about number of users or duration of user sessions. Actually, in certain industries such as cybersecurity, adoption is not necessarily measured by a number of users interacting with the product. The other challenges that keep me busy actually are to find the right balance between processes, statistics, and technology to monitor adoption and those moments of value. Metrics such as feature usage is one example, but I like conducting interviews with customers, QBR, running customer surveys. All of them are good tools to have, and I use them as part of my more comprehensive approach to view users' adoption. And generally, if I look back 15, 20 years ago, user adoption has become more challenging, I think, over the years. It used to be more of on-prem based many years ago. While complicated at times, it was with less distractions and companies adopted software products slowly but surely. In recent years, industry standards increased, especially when it comes to user experience and ease of use. Consequently, customer expectations, in my opinion, changed and are more demanding. Software has to be friendly, quick to onboard, and easy to adopt. At the same time, I think there are more distractions in the form of a lot of competition and technology changes that pose more challenges for the vendors.
Guy, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Let me start with a few challenges that I've experienced throughout my career. First one would be to actually define what adoption is. It sounds straightforward, but vendors should actually be able to define what metrics and measurements can indicate a good adoption. I firmly believe that numbers not necessarily tell the entire story, and CS teams should be able to mix those statistics and usage numbers with a portion of human feedback. Second challenge is if a vendor has to have a good understanding of product adoption and actually understand who used the product. Sometimes the scoping and implementation teams are not the same team that actually adopting the product, and that creates gaps in expectations and eventually in an adoption. Another challenge was that I've experienced many times was customers changing the requirements, leading to changes in adoption. This could be a result of stakeholder change, a change in the business environment, new regulation or technology change that actually forces me or other vendors to do new integrations, or there are more technical challenges in place. Another challenge that comes with working very closely with the sales team is customers that actually sold product on certain promises that are not necessarily supported by the product. And this create, again, challenges during the onboarding and later on the adoption stage. So these were the challenges. In terms of success, I will highlight two things that I can think of. One success that I'm proud of is having sufficient impact internally within my organizations on the product and engineering teams to create the urgency and importance, helping them to understand what is the definition of usage, what is the definition of onboarding and eventually user adoption. In this respect, I see customer success leading the effort, but they still need to collaborate with other teams and build the right tools and right processes that are aligned across the organization. And this is something that I'm trying to achieve as much as possible within my roles. Another example that I'm quite proud of, when I was working in the telecom industry and completed a tier one telecom customer deployment, where they actually changed their entire billing and CRM systems. And this was quite challenging. We had to change dramatically their business processes. And some of them had to be created from scratch. The implementation was based on little scoping analysis that were all eventually aimed to support the adoption process. And with many stakeholders and teams involved, the user acceptance was on the critical path of that program, eventually leading to a successful adoption.
Guy, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So I want to take a broader view. Although I work for the software industry, in cybersecurity specifically, I like to look at this question in a more broader view. First, I would recommend those people who are working on improving user adoption to actually understand who's supposed to adopt the product. Sometimes the team that makes the vendor selection is not the team that performs the implementation. And as I mentioned before, it could even be that this is not the team that will actually use the product and will actually do the adoption. So this will be my first advice. Then I would say we need to make sure that we understand what is the scope that we deliver to the customer. It usually starts with the onboarding stage, but still it's something that sometimes gets lost in translation between pre-sales, sales, onboarding stage, and adoption. And specifically, I would ask those questions: what value the customer is expecting to have, what would be considered as a success for the customer in terms of using the product, and what decisions or actions the customer is planning to make or is assuming that he would be able to make based on the product deliverables.
Where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can read my LinkedIn posts and articles. As I mentioned, I've been writing there for a few years already. My approach to adoption is that it's not a standalone process in the customer lifecycle, and as such, related to many other aspects of customer management processes and activities. You can find a few interesting articles I published that deal with various aspects of the impact of user adoption, such as setting and managing expectations and the interaction that CS teams have with the product teams. And generally, I'm happy to chat with anyone who's interested in CS and user adoption. There is still a lot to learn. And from my perspective, there is a lot to share as well. Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.